How do I look? Like, everything okay?
I think we should switch outfits. I don't like this anymore.
No,
sounded funny when we were.
No, I like it. Keep it.
Does your hat look okay?
Dude, I had this thought. I think it was actually last time I was here. Like, I think it would have been last time we did the pods. Because for people who maybe don't know, we're in Edmonton right now, and this is where Matt lives, and it's where I grew up. I live in Toronto now. So I come back home to do these recordings. So I come back home, and I haven't lived in Edmonton. I mean, I lived in Edmonton 2 summers ago, just for that summer. And then last time I lived in Edmonton was at downtown, you know, whatever, 2.5 years ago. But I lived in LA. I went to school in Vancouver, lived in LA, went to Toronto before COVID even. Like, I haven't been home much since graduate. So, like, every time I come home, something new is different, mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, there's a new building up, there's a new whatever every time you come home. I'm starting to realize how old we're getting, because all of the bars we went to as kids are all gone now.
Yeah.
And, like, that's becoming a thing where, like you know, the annoying old guy who's like, man, we had, you went to Tommy's on fucking White. There used to be Tommy's on White. It was way better than that. Now you got, yeah. whatever, Beercade with your fucking bullshit games.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, bro. Like, sorry.
Like, that was a big one for people in Edmonton. Like, the ranch. Like, whenever I would tell, whether, like, adults, older people, parents, that we were going to the ranch, they're like, oh, that was whatever the fuck it was called.
They're
yeah. Like, that was the part. Like, it once it turned to the ranch, it turned to shit. And that's, like,
yeah,
that bar was the biggest fucking bar for obviously 18 to 22 year olds for ever.
Years.
Until it shut down. Now it's a different bar, and I bet you
now it's Midway.
I bet you we tell all the kids now, oh, the ranch was way better than what it is now.
Well, I fucking hated the ranch, but yes, it's like like now I can't imagine like whatever Midway is living up to what the ranch was. Yeah. The ranch was like Fight Club, like that. It was insane place. Yeah, that place was a fucking riot.
Yeah.
And, but I thought about this too, like even on White, like, dude, remember, oh my God, dude, do you remember the Strat?
Oh yeah.
The Strat.
The Strat is a legendary spot.
Dude, the Strat, for people again that don't know, I'm sure not a majority of our listeners are from Edmonton or know what the fuck we're talking about. The Strat was like the last frontier of like old.
Old school pub.
I'm not even talking old school. Like, we're like, man, you know, like, it was a pub for us 21 year olds. Like, it was a pub for like 70 year olds.
Yeah.
It was straight out of the 70s. It was like green shag carpet.
Had
with like
carpet throughout in a bar, carpet throughout,
carpet in the bar.
Yeah.
Like, not carpet at like your local, like green puke stained carpet.
Yeah.
Haven't changed the carpet since the 70s. Mm-hmm. You could fucking smoke inside.
Yeah.
Like, dude, there was pool tables that like were stained. Like, it was just, the beer was like toilet water.
Yeah.
And it was like $3 for a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the grossest beer of all time. But you would just get like, you would drink a pitcher straight just by yourself.
Yeah.
For $3.
You just, you'd go up to the bartender and you couldn't buy a pitcher for yourself, so you had to say, oh, it's for that table.
Yes.
And then you would take it back to the table, and then you would just drink straight from the pitcher, and the bartender would look at you and just go,
come on,
like,
man.
Dude, there's rules, and you're just like.
But, dude, it was the same old lady.
Yeah, that same old lady worked there forever, and she was the only bartender.
And that's what I'm saying. It was, like, the last place of, like,
yeah,
I would even say, like, pre-2000s vibes.
Yeah, this is what a bar is supposed to be.
This is what a bar, like,
dive bar. Yeah,
people think a dive bar nowadays is like they play like old music.
Dude. It's like kind of hipstery. Yeah.
This is like there's blood on the walls. There's the beer is out of the toilet.
Yeah,
you could get bang a hooker up in the Strathcona
Hotel.
Yeah,
so Strat is short for Strathcona Hotel. So it's a hotel bar technically.
Yeah.
And so they have the hotel upstairs and yeah,
$40 you can get a bed. You can bang a hooker.
You can get a bed.
The bed is more expensive than the hooker is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that place is gonzo.
Done. Dude, do you remember? Oh my God. Do you remember we were part of the last bar brawl that shut it down?
Mm-hmm.
It was already shutting down, but we were the last weekend bar brawl of it. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember that vividly.
That was a wild one.
That was a crazy fucking...
It was me, you...
Reed and Chris. And Blake.
Blake, I think too, right?
Yeah. The five of us.
I don't think Reed was there.
Was it just four of us?
Me, you, I think it was me, you, Chris, Blake.
Maybe you're right.
Dude, we were the last bar brawl that of Strat.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we say the last bar brawl because there was a bar brawl there every weekend.
Yeah.
And the reason me and Donnie liked it. Did you ever? I might have got you bar banned one time. Did I? Was there a time where you couldn't scan your ID?
Yeah. Only for a little bit. Like I went back to the bar the next weekend, and I was just like, I was
Squires.
Yeah.
When
no, I wasn't bar banned. I was only banned from Squires. That's what it was.
Yeah, we got thrown out of Squires.
Well, I got us thrown out of Squires.
Yeah, but then I think you were getting choked out by the bouncer, weren't you? What happened?
I got fully choked out by the bouncer.
What happened?
So this is great. Like let's talk about some old school bars. So Squires was this basement bar that we would go to.
Another great bar.
I think we were fresh 18 in Alberta. You can drink when you're 18. And on Thursdays, they have 2 25 pints. We're 18. We don't really have a lot of money, so we can get pretty wasted for $30.
You bring a 20 in there, you're getting tipsy.
You can get pretty fucking drunk. So we got wasted. We got blind drunk. And I think I got a little too drunk. And I was messing with the tip jar, and I knocked a beer over. The tip jar,
yes, I remember.
And so then the bartender was like, "Hey, boys, time to go." And we were like, "Nah, I don't think so. I think we're staying right here, actually." And so, because of my stature and Connor's stature, they usually go for Connor first, even though it was me that was more fucked up, fucking with drinks and tip jar and shit.
I always get fucking.
And so
shafted.
They grabbed. The bouncer comes behind because the bartender's like, "Hey, bouncers, get these two fucking schmoes out of here." So the bouncer grabbed Connor from the shoulder and like turned him. And me, in my drunk mind, look at this fucking massive
6'7" bouncer,
like huge dude. And I like grab his shirt, like, because I'm like, fuck this. Like, you're not grabbing him. And immediately the other bouncer was behind me and he just went
and just, snaked
like picked me up off my feet, and I was just asleep. Like he choked me out in 5 seconds and then dragged me to the front door, still choking me. And I don't know what you did at this point.
Because the bouncer that choked you, I started throwing fists over your head. And that's because then they literally, like an old Western saloon, threw us out.
Yeah.
Because I remember
I came to like on the steps of the bar. I was like, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
And you're just like, are you good?
Yeah, because like, they started choking you out. I remember you looked at me with a look of panic.
Oh yeah,
and so I over the top of your head was throwing punches. And I'm, you know, I would, like you said, taller guy. It's not very often I'm like throwing them up.
Yeah,
like, you know, like throwing.
And there was two bouncers, and they were big.
And
dudes.
Then they fucked us up.
Yeah,
fucked us up and threw us out. Yeah, but the Strat, that one I remember. It was like we were playing pool.
There was another group playing pool right next to us. There's two pool tables.
Yeah, two pool tables, another group. And it's shaped like a hallway. So you go in one side of the hallway.
And
pool tables are at the end of the hallway.
Yeah.
So once you're in the pool table area, you can't, like, you're trapped back there.
Yeah, you go in, two pool tables.
Yeah.
We're over here, they're here.
Yeah.
And now we own the whole back side of the bar, basically.
Correct, yeah.
And same thing. We just got wasted. We're kind of being morons. They didn't really like it, and we also thought it was hilarious to make them mad, because they're like,
I remember that.
They're like, fucking grow up, guys. Like, don't do that shit.
We were smashing pool cues over our backs, I think, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I think that's what we were doing. We were breaking pool cues over each other's backs.
Yeah.
And they
they didn't like it.
Rightfully so. They said, grow up, guys. Come on. And now Strat was our bar. We could do anything in that.
So we
were like, shut the fuck up. Well, yeah. If we want to break pool cues over each other's backs,
yeah,
that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And
I've spent $100 at this bar in my lifetime. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
And they really didn't like that we were talking back to them.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how it kicked off after that. Like, it was a long buildup. It took a while.
Well, one of them threw beer in my face. Remember? Because I think I was kind of like egging this one person on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wasn't like chirping, but I was like,
I think you were just like, looking and just kind of smiling, and they hate, like, and that drove.
Of course. That, very hateable face.
Yeah. That drove them nuts.
But then, remember, she threw the beer in my face.
The girl did. Yeah.
And I paused for a sec. I wouldn't hit the girl, but she was with like four dudes. And then I was like, what the fuck? And I remember the pool table has the pot lights over it. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
So I was on one side of the pool table there, and the other dudes were on the other. So the one pool table was in between us. And because I went up to that side of the pool table, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the light is in between us over top of the pool table, and it was like one of those the you know, lampshade is the wrong word for it, but like the casing is like metal.
Yeah.
And the light bulb inside, and I smashed it at him because they were like swinging, smashed it at him, and then the light bulb blew up at him, and then it just kicked off like that. And then I got boot fucked in the face. I was getting held down by two. One big dude is strong as fuck. Yeah. One big dude hit me in the face, and then like I could see his 2 feet, and they left. And I was like, "Where's his feet go?" And then two new feet came in, and just one boot right to the nose.
Oh man!
Yeah. And then cops came in and broke it up, and we slithered out.
I remember. Yeah, you had two guys on you. I grabbed the guy that was like my size.
Yeah, you had the one.
And me and him, like, he didn't want to hit me, and I was waiting for him to hit me so I could start punching back. But he just like kept pushing me.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of did this shoving match, and then he's like, just fucking don't do anything. And I'm like, all right, I guess whatever. Yeah. We have each other. These guys are fighting. But then I saw two guys on you, so then I was trying to like rip one off.
Yeah.
And the two girls. The two girls started fighting Blake.
Dude, I remember that.
So like Blake didn't.
I forgot about that till now.
I don't think Blake had a guy to fight because Chris was there. So I think
Chris was fighting a guy.
And the two girls just started.
And Blake, by the way, is our friend who's like a small, like he's a smaller, like he would always kind of get like chirped for being the small kid.
Yeah.
You know? And so now he's the one fighting two chicks.
Like the two girls just, I don't even know. Like, I don't know if he said something or did something, but they just went after him and, yeah, they pinned him in the corner. The two of them are slapping him, punching him. And he's obviously not going to punch back. So he's like sitting there, just like blocking his face.
He's getting
like,
the shit kicked out of him by two chicks.
And dude, it happened in perfect timing. So obviously now the whole bar is watching it. Because it's just like,
oh, it's
like two minutes long of just like.
It's this whole bar brawl. Yeah.
It's a full on saloon brawl. Like we're going at it. And then finally all the cops rush in. Us four stand up, walk out. The four guys we were fighting,
they get tased,
they get pepper sprayed, arrested. We just like slink out the door and
done.
Made off like bandits.
And then we lost Chris. I think me, you, and Blake went to the bar.
Yeah.
Chris meets up with us like half an hour later. He's like, guys, what the fuck? We're like, what happened to you? He's like, I ran into one of them in the back alley. He fucked me up again. He
jumped me in the alley.
You're like, oh, that sucks, dude.
Oh, shit. My bad.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah, but that's what makes me feel old, dude, is that, like, you're getting to, like, your late 20s. You're like, all right, I'm not, this is fucking.
Not a bar star anymore.
I'm not a fuck. I'm not going to the fucking clubs. I'm old. Yeah. Like, even, like, you're like, I'm glad I'm out of that. I'm like, I'm glad. But I'm realizing I'm old, like, getting to the older point of, like, talking to the young generation, like, being the annoying guy, like, you guys don't understand what kind of bars, like, I'm getting to be that guy. Yeah. Because now all the bars I went to are all gone.
Well. And what sucks is COVID played a big part in that. Like COVID happened.
Sure, yeah.
Half of White Ave shut down.
Yeah.
Like they had to because they relied on like a weekend by weekend basis of like keeping the lights on.
Well, and in Edmonton too, there's not enough population of like going out people to sustain like Monday to Thursday nights.
Yeah, no.
So you need just Friday, Saturday.
It's just the weekend.
Especially with the weather too. Like winter comes.
And people go out less. They don't serve food at these places. Like it's just booze sales. That's all they do.
Fucking 80% of your income comes from weekends during the summer. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it is.
And it was shut down for basically two summers in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's what made me realize that like we're a couple years away from being like the people that are like, man, you kids don't know what it was like because every bar we went to is gone now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like even fucking restaurants and like pubs, diners, everything, it's all fucking gone. It's all switched. It all turns over. Oh, and I remember at the ranch, because I remember the bar ban at the ranch. I remember because there was the reason I liked the Strat is because they didn't scan IDs.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Donnie and stuff were bar banned for so long.
Yeah.
And the one at the ranch, I don't know if I ever told you this, dude, when Blake got us into a massive brawl at the ranch, because Blake would do this thing. Where he would order a drink, and the second the bartender turned around, he would reach over the bar and grab a 2-6, a bottle, and put it in his pants.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah, exactly. And dude, this guy got me, Donnie, Cam, and Blake himself into like a bar. Like the thing the ranch did is they paid their bouncers cash, and they said, we're going to pay you cash so that if you need to fuck the kids up, you do it, and we never knew you.
Yeah.
Like you can do what, people liked it because they were like, the ranch said, you can do whatever you want. You can fuck this kid up.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never come back here. You get paid cash.
Yeah, and you're gone.
See you later. So we get in like a full-on parking lot brawl with these like five bouncers, and we just took this absolute fucking war on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny you say that, because that one kid died at the ranch. Did you hear about
that? The kid that froze to death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they kicked him out and because he was wasted or whatever, and they just like threw him in a ditch, didn't call him a cab, didn't find him a friend, and just fucking left him.
Yeah, that was dark.
That's fucked up.
That was
dark. That, I think that was part of the reason why
he was in a t-shirt and they kicked him out, threw him on the fucking street.
Like a wasted kid.
Yeah.
And they just left him. And I think that was part of the reason why the ranch shut down, because
that was a lot of bad publicity. Well, there was a couple things. I mean, that was the biggest one, but there was a couple things of like, it was starting to be... Like,
yeah, they weren't...
Like it seemed like the legal troubles were encroaching on that
place. I bet you they had a bunch of lawsuits, and they're like, let's just fucking sell.
They're like, we just got to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The amount of bouncers... The amount of times I've seen a kid get fucked up by a bouncer. They're like not fucked up, like roughed up, like when people are like...
They'd beat up
kids. I've seen a kid get beat up the other day. It's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
You did not see... I mean, like, beat up, like...
Bloodied.
Unanswered punches to the fucking nose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Back when bouncers were bouncers.
What do you think the best rap albums of all time are? Sorry, what are your favorite rap albums of all time?
Of all time. I think Kanye West's College Dropout is up there for me.
That's one of your favorites?
Yeah.
So would you consider that one of the best or one of your favorites?
I think it would be...
Because those can be two different things.
I was going to say, I think in some people's eyes it would be some of the best, but it's definitely one of my, like...
That's one of your favorites?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For a long time, I haven't listened to it in a while, but like Jay-Z's The Blueprint 3 used to be like, I could listen to that front to back.
Mm-hmm. College Dropout, Blueprint 3.
And that's the thing, like, I don't know, like, I'm not like a big Nas fan.
You don't like Illmatic?
Like, Illmatic's good, but it wasn't like when I was a kid. It just wasn't something I listened to.
That's why I ask what's your favorites, because I actually like, this was the thing I was thinking about, is like, the difference between what your favorite rap album is and your favorite, the difference between what your favorite rap album is and what you think the best rap album is, I'm actually more interested in what you think the favorites are. Because everyone knows what the best, like, you know, Illmatic
Nas is up there for everybody.
Yeah, and then fucking Born to Die by Biggie.
Yeah.
I can't remember what Tupac's one is. Oh, All Eyes on Me, I think. College Dropout would be up there too. Like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, a couple of Kanye albums would be up there, whatever. But I'm more interested in, like, what's your favorites?
Well, so, and that's the thing, like, Illmatic, like, I've listened to
it. It just didn't hit you, right?
But, like, I'm thinking of the ones, like, in grade 7, grade 8, grade 9. Like, these are the albums that's
I'm so glad you said that, because that's the era that I think, too.
And it's just, once I listened to those albums, like, front to back, I was like, I can listen to this 100 more times.
That totally
shapes. No misses.
Yeah.
And sure, if somebody showed me O-Matic in grade 7, maybe I would have been like, holy fuck. And same, like, Born to Die, I listened to that front to back, love it. I don't know if it's like up there as one of my favorites, but it's definitely up there.
Yeah.
There's no Drake or J. Cole. Like, there's no...
None of them would be your favorites? Because this is no shame if Drake's... If you think Take Care is like one of your favorites, like, that's fine.
No, it's good, but can I just say all of Kanye's albums are my 1 to 10? Can I do that?
You could. Because if your favorite album is fucking Sexy Red's debut album, I'm actually curious. Like, that's like,
yeah.
Because everyone, I feel like everyone, like a reason I ask is like, because like every like rap album debate, like video or TikTok, whatever I see, is just the same. It's like the difference between like, because I love Biggie, I really do, but I don't like Tupac. Tupac I think is probably the best rapper. But I like Biggie way more. I don't like Tupac that much. It just didn't hit me.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in that time where it was like, it was hitting you at a time where it was like,
and it's he was new. Like, Tupac was like a superstar. Yeah, he was doing movies.
He's the guy on TV, and you're like, oh, I want to be like that guy. And so as a 13-year-old, you're like, that's your guy.
Yeah.
Biggie, I go back. I like Biggie stuff because I like his like kind of like
lyricism,
party and fun kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like that. Tupac, none of Tupac's music is any of my favorite. I can respect how it's like some of the best. And like, look at it and be like, oh, that's amazing.
He's got, you know, a couple songs where you're like,
totally.
Yeah.
But like, for me, like, favorites would be 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Mm, that's another good one. Yeah.
PIMP, Heat, Many Men.
Yeah.
If I Can't.
Yeah.
Bloodhound. Dude, I remember there was a line in that song Heat where he says, yeah, if you were smart, you'd have shooken me, because I get tired of looking for you spray your mama crib and let your ass look for me. And I remember hearing that and being like, in like fifth grade, and like hearing that and being like, that's what I would do too.
Yeah. I connect with this.
I would also do that.
Oh, Lil Wayne, the Carter.
The Carter.
Four. Which one was it? The one with the baby on the album.
Carter 2 has him in gray and white in front of the car. Carter 3 has the black background with the baby, and Carter 4 has the baby with the prom, the graduation thing on it. Carter 4 has 6 foot, 7 foot, that one. Yep. And it has like blunt blowing,
mm-hmm.
and it has How to Love and Mega Man. And, like,
and that's the thing. Like, I don't even know.
Is it Carter 3?
No, it's 4.
Yeah.
Because
that was grade 10, remember?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I don't even know if it's... Like, it's definitely one of my favorites. It's up there. But, like, I don't know. When you think of your... For me, when you're...
I think that's a great pick.
You kind of go back in time. Like, I'm not going to say something that dropped last year.
No.
And be like, that overtakes all this other music mm-hmm. that I listened to for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to... Like, and that's what you mean. Like, in high school, like...
That's the era for people that is I think people's favorite music.
Yeah.
Because again, like I wouldn't like another one for me is ASAP Rocky Live Love
yeah.
ASAP.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I remember in grade 10, I just got my first pair of subs and you would listen to Peso or Bass and it was like I can't believe this is life. Mm-hmm. I'm driving around in a car listening to music that makes my eyeballs fall out. And so that will always be one of my favorites. I would not put it anywhere near the best rap album of all time.
Yeah, like people would be like, are you crazy? ASAP exactly. Rocky, like all time best. But
totally.
Favorite? Absolutely.
Totally. 50 Dude. Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying, because that was, for me, in like grade 6, I had that like on my fucking, I think I might have even had the CD, and my mom threw it out. Oh, that was the Massacre, actually. But still 50 Cent, mm-hmm. to me, like that era. I had the CDs. My mom threw them out because she was like, what are you listening to? I was like, fuck you, mom.
Yeah.
And I put the CD in the Walkman. I'd go to school, listen to it. And my mom would slap me for like not mowing the lawn. And I'd listen to Many Men. And I'd be like,
she was death upon me.
Miss death upon me. Blood in my eye, though. You're not getting
another one. Mac Miller Kids.
Yes. I love these picks.
No misses.
No misses.
No misses.
And not only no misses, but.
I don't even think it was an album. Was it a mixtape? I think it was a mixtape.
It was a tape. I think it later became his debut album because of how it got released. But summer of grade 9 and 10, I think, is when it came out. Or maybe it might have even like been
in earlier than that, yeah.
But I remember like that was my first album listening to where I got like way too high in grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
And like I would, you know, like at going to get high in lunch in junior high, doing gravity bongs out of the 7-Up bottles with the grocery bag with the bread bag on it, doing gravity bongs, and then going to school and listening to social studies, and like after, and you played Mac Miller, and it's like, dude, that was that moment.
Yeah,
someone can drop an amazing rap album right now.
Altered your brain chemistry.
You can't beat that.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
What else is there?
ASAP Rocky, Long Live ASAP, or Live Love ASAP? Which one is it? I think it Live Love ASAP.
Live Love, and the second one was Long Live.
Yeah, Live Love ASAP. That first one, right?
Yeah.
Bass, fucking all Peso.
That was a nuts album.
That was a crazy. That one went so crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying, not the soundtrack, but the actual album. Mac Miller Kids, that's a great one. I don't think any Kanye albums would be up there for me, actually. Surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
I think the Carter 4 would be there too, because I remember that one was just like 6 foot, 7 foot, Mega Man, blunt blowing, all that was just like, dude,
yeah,
like that was a crazy piece of music. And again, maybe it wasn't that crazy, but at the time, for who, like as a 15-year-old kid, you're like, oh my god, mm-hmm. this is blowing my mind.
Yeah. This is so crazy to talk about favorite music.
I thought about it and I was like, it's a good conversation.
What was Travis Scott's debut?
Well, there was the mixtape was Days Before Rodeo, which would be up there for me too.
Yeah.
And then Rodeo
is the one I'm thinking of.
That would be up there too. I think Days Before Rodeo. Yeah, good point. I think Days Before Rodeo, Travis Scott, the mixtape, you know, that wasn't
that one got
because that had Skyfall. That had Backyard, that had Drugs You Should Try It, like that had all these like I think that mixtape influenced like a where trap music kind of went.
Yeah.
For like a still to this day kind of.
Well, he created like, well, I shouldn't say created, but like started a new sound. Like he created, yeah, like moved kind of the trap.
Yeah.
Loud bass kind of.
Him and Metro Boomin did like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Days Before Rodeo, Get Rich or Die Trying, Live Love ASAP, Kids.
God, I don't know.
Kids
what
is a
was.
Good one, but see, these are such great pieces of like that's yeah. such good picks. But I would not put them as best rap albums of all time. That's no. the thing, and that's why I wanted to like be like
yeah
it's
like
such
the only
difference.
One I think people might say College Dropout is like, College Dropout. Some people would have that top three.
College
all
Dropout
time.
Is pretty commonly one of the best picks like yeah. for best
like debut album like
yeah.
I'm just trying to think of artists and like what they've done.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Miller is Kids. Travis Scott is Days Before. I mean, Rodeo is good, too. I mean, to be honest, Wiz Khalifa, ONIFC.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We were like...
Or Taylor Gang. Rolling Papers, I think it was called.
Well, there was Rolling Papers, and then there was ONIFC after that, I think.
I thought, yeah.
Or maybe the other way around.
No, ONIFC was after. Because that's another thing, too, is Rolling Papers was... That was basically the one he was touring with when we went to the concert,
mm-hmm.
and we got too high and fucking yeah. drove there. Like that, yeah. that experience will never be replaced. Like
and
you
that's
can't,
the, like, and that's
can't
the thing.
Beat
I,
that.
I don't know if I would say that's one of my favorites, but that was like
that was a that, Wiz Khalifa
altered,
back in grade 10.
Yeah,
was just I mean Wiz Khalifa Mac Miller era was nuts.
It was crazy. The weed smoking era, just getting fucking stoned every moment you could.
That's the thing is like the music you listen to when you skipped school, went and got high, and like drove your car too slow because you were scared of getting pulled over. That's the music you'll always think is your favorite.
Yeah.
Those are great picks though, hey? Those are great albums.
Yeah. I think College Dropout, if I was to do my three right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
College
top
Dropout
1, Kids 2.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. What's going to go 3? I don't know.
Would you do Carter 4? I mean, honestly, the Eminem show was a big one for me too.
Yeah, I was
or even Relapse, like that was
Relapse was nuts.
Relapse
in
was
junior
Relapse
high.
Was underrated because it didn't get rated high, but that was the one that had like My Mom.
Yeah,
and like My Mom does Valium and yeah. lots of drugs, and I remember that was I was like, this is crazy. I mean, he's had so many good albums,
I
but
know. I think I would go College Dropout, Kids. And then it's real close between the Carter 4 and the Blueprint 3.
Okay.
Watch the Throne. Like, that's another one that's up there for me. Because it had, like, I was a big Kanye fan and a big Jay-Z fan. And then they did this combined album. For me, it was like...
What was your favorite song on there?
I mean, Otis is...
Yeah, but Otis and what else?
What's the one with Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, well, there was the one with Jamie Foxx, but what else?
Name the whole album front to back right now.
Something about Paris.
Oh, Fellas in Paris.
That might not be it.
Brothers in Paris.
Brothers are in France. I don't think Watch the Throne. I'm going to push back on that one.
Okay,
no.
Fair enough.
No.
Fair enough.
No, you know, I'm not letting you pick that.
Okay.
I'm not letting you put that in your picks.
What's your top three?
Days Before Rodeo.
One?
Probably. Get Rich or Die Trying 1. Days Before Rodeo 2. Fuck, it might have to be Kids.
Kids is an all-time for
Kids
me.
Kids is just crazy.
Kids is an all-time for
Kool-Aid
me.
Kool-Aid and Frozen. I remember watching the Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza music video and being like, I am mesmerized at what the sound I'm hearing is.
I remember like, because Mac Miller wasn't really known at that time. And I remember I remember showing people this and they're like, what? They're like, who is this? Is he a new guy? Is he this? And it was like, it was groundbreaking. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And we were like 13 fucking
yeah.
losing our mind over this guy.
Yeah, I would do Get Rich or Die Trying 1, Days Before Rodeo 2.
Kids 3.
And then either Kids 3, and then I'd either go Kids 3 or Live Love ASAP 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, Live Love ASAP was the album that I shuffled when I got kicked out of my house in grade 10 and I was sleeping in Reed's basement.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go to school together and I had no clothes. I would wear the same clothes for like 3 days because I was too scared to sneak back into my house to get clothes.
And
so, and I was sleeping at Reed's house, And that album, like Peso, was just on shuffle all the was just on repeat all the time. So I can't not. I think it'd be Get Rich or Die Trying, Days Before Rodeo, and then either Kids or Live Love ASAP. Which is all of those things we've said are just great pieces of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's some good picks.
Yep. I don't know if this was maybe just something I was like, whatever. Dude, have you seen, I mean, obviously Twitter is a fucking minefield for it. Have you seen, obviously OnlyFans girls are fucking massive now. This is every girl's doing OnlyFans. Have you seen girls doing OnlyFans for free? Have you seen this?
Oh, so you're on the same part of Twitter I am. Yeah, dude. It's fucking you'll see a tweet of like it'll be a fucking basketball play, like it'll be like Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
And like the first reply is like, my OF is free. What the fuck?
Yeah, it'll be like Steph Curry just signed an extension for 100 mil. Some girl would fucking in the replies, but my OnlyFans is free.
It's pussy free. You're like, whoa.
Holy fuck. Dude, like free?
Yeah, free.
Damn.
Free
like, 99. Like, listen, bro, I get the hustle of OnlyFans. Like, you know, you're driving.
No, they get you in and then they make it. They charge you after. Let me tell you a little trade secret. They get you for free and they charge you after.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's fucking insane. I get the hustle. Like fucking, you know, you're driving G-Wagons in Miami. For fucking selling coochie.
Yeah.
I get it. But like, if you're doing OnlyFans for free.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing you're strictly for the love of the game?
You're like. I just love to hustle. That's it.
Like, what the fuck? Because OnlyFans is already like, all right, hey, you're doing it. I hope you love it.
Okay.
And you make your bread and you do your thing. God bless you.
You know. You understand the risk, the consequences of this.
Respect to you. Calculated decision,
stack
I hope.
Stack that paper, baby.
Stack your paper.
Yeah.
Right? But you selling ass for free?
You selling the cooter for free.
I can get the yiddies for
it's,
free?
It's like fucking that Allen Iverson. We talking about practice?
We talking for free? Coochie for free?
That's what you're doing. When you put the cooter up for free, you're practicing selling pussy. We're talking about practice.
You're doing it just to get better.
You're just grinding right now.
You're grinding.
You're just on like a hustle mentality right now. That's what you're doing?
Mamba mentality. I don't do it for the money. I do it for the chance, for five rings.
I got five reasons why I do it.
Oh my god! I see it free OnlyFans girls and I'm like, you want to charge 99 cents? Like
nothing. I know it. You're on the most blasphemous. Steph Curry hits. Steph Curry hits dagger three. You're like, oh, I wonder what people think of this. Pussy, just entire pussy is the picture. My OF is free. Link here.
Dude,
did you watch the game?
OnlyFans promotions are the funniest thing of all time. It'd be like, I'm lonely. Come keep me company. Damn. And then dudes replying, I got you, baby.
But I love now because it's so popular. Like, there's so much OnlyFans promotion going on Twitter now that like men are becoming like sentient to it. Like they're starting to see like the. They got hooked in for so much money that they're like, wait a fucking second.
Yeah.
They see the one reply and just now they reply like, get out of here. We're talking about basketball here.
Yeah, dude, it's like a mouse comes in the house. Hey,
hey, wait a second. You got me once. You're not getting me again.
Get out of here. Yeah.
They get you for free and then they charge you later. Fucking,
that's a clip for sure. That's getting clipped. Holy fuck. Okay. This is, I mean, we've seen this before, but this is hands down probably one of the craziest I've ever seen.
Okay.
Of just like, talk about like detached from reality. It's one of those street interviews, like, what do you do things. Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Elle.
Where are you from?
Maine.
How long have you been in New York City?
3 months now.
How much do you spend each month living in New York City, including everything?
Probably like $4,000.
And what's your occupation? What do you do?
I'm a student.
Can I spend the day with you and show people your life in New York City?
Of course.
I love to start my day at Lottery and get some breakfast. They have the best croissants in the city.
I mean, a student.
Yeah.
I mean, already, like, you hate to be an asshole, but already, like, I know where this is going already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm interested to see where this goes.
I actually don't know if I've seen the full thing, but I just immediately sent this to you. $5,000 a month. What'd say?
$4,000?
$4,000 a month as a student.
What did you order?
Pano chocolate and a cafe.
Chocolate?
Chocolate.
Just say chocolate next time.
Dude, you're in America. It's not chocolate.
And she's English speaking. She's not like a foreigner.
She's from Maine.
Yeah. Okay.
She's from Maine.
Yeah.
She's from Maine. She said at the beginning of the video she's from fucking Maine.
Chocolate.
It's fucking chocolate. It may be even chocolate. It might be yummy brown, depending on how hungry I am.
And how much was it?
It was like $12, so honestly not that bad.
So where are we going right now?
$12, so honestly not that bad. $12 for, I think it was a coffee?
Coffee and a chocolate.
Coffee and it's chocolate. You know, $12. 12 US dollars. That's fucking 15 quid.
15 quid.
Dude, that was such a laugh of like the sidekick to the mob boss. nice one, boss. You're right, boss. I'll say this one.
I just wasn't ready for that at all. It's like 15 quid.
We're going to go do some shopping.
Ah!
What is she? So wait.
Go do some shopping. This is a day in the life of someone who works in New York City.
4, no, it doesn't work. She's a student.
I know, but this should be like, what do you do for work? Oh, I'm a student. How much is your, what it should be is,
going to school.
Yeah. But like, it's like, you're in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh, how much is your living expenses? $4,000. The next scene should be her running with a shovel. Like, get out of the, like, I need to get this to the fucking, like, digging this in. Like, we need to raise fucking $8,000 of after tax income just to be covering expenses, putting some into savings, and still having some to have entertain yourself as a human being.
$4,000 seems...
She's wearing a high-vis vest right now.
See, $4,000 seems way too low to be living in New York City. Or am I crazy?
Well, it depends. I think you can get a one-bed for like $3,000.
Yeah, but that's just living. Like, are we not talking about everything she does in a month?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
I leave for Paris tomorrow, so I got to get a few things.
She's going to Paris tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's shopping for Paris tomorrow. She said chocolat. She's from fucking Maine.
She's from Perry.
And she's a student. What do you think she does as a student? Fashion.
Bachelor of Arts.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for white pants.
Hi.
I bought a pair of white jeans and 2 sweaters.
And how much was it?
It was $130.
What's a nationality you would not date?
Italian.
Why not?
I was dating an Italian guy for a year and he was still talking to other girls.
So,
what the fuck is going on right now? Like, I thought we were doing a day in the life and then just randomly, what's one nationality you wouldn't date? Like, this guy's trying to fuck this girl.
Also, setting up for just, like, Italian is one you can still be racist towards, but, like, totally setting her up for, like, like, what if she said Asian? Or, like, fucking Indian?
I hate black dudes. She's like, whoa! Okay.
Yeah. What's your least favorite race?
Yeah.
You're a student in New York City. Who would you never share a meal with?
If you had to eliminate one race, say it right now.
Dude, also, Italian, dated one Italian guy, still, and he was still talking to other guys.
So I hate Italian dudes.
Where are we going now?
Gotta get my mom a Christmas.
Hermes! Where are we going? Hermes!
Hermes.
Hermes. Yeah.
Dude, what?
She's going into Hermes. She's going into Hermes to get her mom a present.
On $4,000? You're about to spend the whole budget in there. She's flexing for the fucking...
How much was it?
It was $730.
There's a quarter of your monthly budget. There's a quarter of your monthly budget. There's a quarter of your monthly budget.
Say it again.
What are we doing here? We are not being fiscally responsible right now. What are we doing?
I want to talk to this girl's parents.
I want to talk to her.
She's peeved. She's a fucking rocket.
What did you buy from Starbucks?
Strawberry acai refresher. It's my go-to.
How much was it?
$4, I think. We're at the gym. We're going to do a quick leg day, run, and then sauna.
Okay, also, can I address something? It's been, what's a day in your life? They went and got chocolate. They went shopping at Hermes. And then they went and got Starbucks. And then they went to the gym.
No, they went shopping at one place.
And then to Hermes. To
And then
to Starbucks. And now we're at the gym.
She hasn't eaten a fucking thing all day. She had a chocolate in the morning.
Oh, brother. You want to look this... You want to pronounce chocolate, you don't get to eat.
Okay? You want to go to Paris in the morning and fly... Or in...
Yeah, but Paris! I forgot the Paris!
You have a flight in the morning!
She's going to Paris!
Start packing!
She goes, I need to buy white pants for Paris.
Wait, so what's next?
Next is legs.
How many reps?
10.
How many sets?
4.
What's your snap score?
My snap score is like 100K.
Thank you for letting me spend the day with you.
Of course.
What was that at the end on the ice? What was that? What was that little tidbit? You saw that though, right?
Mm-mm.
They were on a skating rink. They were skating around.
Were they?
Yeah.
I think they were just in front of one. Were they on a skating rink?
I swear they were on it.
They went and got... They mispronounced chocolate.
They went and got some chocolate.
Because we're leaving to Paris in the morning.
We have to go to Paris in the morning.
We need white pants.
We got white pants.
And then...
Got to get her mom a birthday gift or something.
From Hermes.
From Hermes.
Hermie the Hermie.
Spent a quarter of her budget for the month. She can't pay her rent now.
Well, supposedly...
Got Starbucks
and then went to the gym.
And
that day, like, if you do that day, that's the day of like in the fucking Renaissance era, like a king. Like, this fucking girl's from Maine.
Just wakes up. I'm gonna have some chocolate and a cappuccino.
Some chocolate. Go to Paris tomorrow. Suck a dick, dude.
Yeah, this...
Also, if you're a student...
You know what's crazy? You know what's fucking crazy? We're hating on this chick big time, and I'm for it. But if someone came up to me on the street, and like, I'm just, you know, I have a very average life. Go to work, do whatever, make dinner. Like, my 9-to-5 is pretty fucking normal. If someone came up to me on the street as I'm like going to grab coffee, and they're like, what do you do? Like, what? I would take them on the craziest fucking day, and I'd be like, I do this every day.
Dude, you take them to like a roller coaster?
Yeah, I'd be like, you want to go to West Edmonton Mall and do fucking 6 loop-de-loops? Because that's what I did yesterday, and I'm going to do it today.
That is fucking hilarious, like, to be on your way to your 9-to-5. Some guy's like, hey, can we follow you for a day in the life? And you're like, yeah.
Absolutely.
You can.
Go fucking paintballing, go-karting. You're like, I'm an adult, but I live a dream life.
This guy's a make-a-wish kid as an adult.
What's your budget a month? $600.
He's like, we've spent $1,200 on paintball and roller coasters.
Like, I just go to Best Buy and buy a 100-inch TV. I'm just like...
It's just some light.
I just wanted a new TV.
It's just some light. Don't worry about all that. Oh my god.
That's evil. Yeah, I would do the same thing. I would just flex on the hose big time.
Yeah, facts. I want to talk to you about this. People who leave comments like this under sports posts,
mm-hmm.
of professional athletes, whatever, press conferences. We need major changes on defense or we will not last in the playoffs. Embarrassing loss at home. Reflect, get better, and come back next week. That's under a Jalen Hurts, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, NFL player. That's under a Jalen Hurts clip.
Yeah.
Reflect, get better, and come back next week. Embarrassing loss at home. What?
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to is a big one. Who are you talking to like that is another one.
Yeah. Like that's something you say in the dressing room as a coach.
Yeah, accountability as you are in on this loss.
Mm-hmm.
You're in row 34D.
Yeah, you didn't go to the game.
Yeah, you didn't even go to the game. You're watching on a fucking on,
you
on
illegally
a recliner.
Streamed it. Yeah.
Yeah, you watch it on Stream East.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you talking? Like, that blows my mind when people, because I mean, a big pet peeve of mine, and it's pretty common now, so I gotta fucking let go of it, is when people refer to sports teams as we.
Yeah.
Right? That pisses me off.
Yeah, we lost last night.
We lost
Who's
last
we?
Night. Who's we? Who is the fuck is we?
Who's we?
Who the fuck is we? You were out there with a stick? But then to leave these on comments, the biggest thing, and you hit the nail on the head, who are you talking to?
Yeah. Like, it's just funny to think of a guy watching a game, or whatever, sees that press conference after the game, after a loss, and his first immediate reaction is like, I need to tell the team, we need to take accountability.
As if Jalen
we need to reflect.
Jalen Hurts is going to see that comment and be like,
yeah, like after the presser, he's like, let's see what the guy said. And he's like, fucking.
Reflect, get better.
Joe Schmo, 4562, said, yeah, we need we need to be more accountable. We need to reflect on this and come back better on defense next week.
Because there's two points of contention with this. One is exactly that, which is like someone who thinks they have to refer to a sports team as like they're in on this loss and like they're coaching them from the comments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's that. But there's another thing, which is, and this is even more broad.
Yeah.
People who comment
mm-hmm.
on like on social media posts.
Yeah. So, and that's just where I was going to go, is like, it's one thing to comment on that and just be like, embarrassing loss. Like, this sucked.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
you're being a fan.
Defense
you're like,
was terrible.
I hated this game. Whatever.
Yeah. Like, it's whatever. You can be a fan and you can comment. Would I ever do that? No.
God, if I ever seen you comment, like, if I opened up a Bills media post
and like, Allen like, needs to be better next week.
And you're like, Allen needs to convert on third. Holy fuck, buddy. You would get a talking
yeah.
to.
Yeah. So, like, it's one thing to just comment in general on, like random sports social media posts, if that's not like your job, like if you're just a fan,
yeah,
that's a little crazy. But to talk like that as if you're the rally cry for the team,
yeah,
that's another level of delusion, I think.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is I don't know anyone like this.
No,
none of my friends would do this. None of my friends, because even just the comments itself, and we might have talked about this before, like
this has come up before,
about people who comment on social media posts, not talking to anybody, like they're not tagging their friends. Like, I've tagged you in comments and said something about the video. We're talking to each other in the comment section. You're tagging each other. I've never in my life commented like my feedback on like
on a video,
on a video that like, it's not a video to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen like you, like look up the comment section. Like Kevin Hart will post like new movie in the summer, and people will comment, thanks Kev, can't wait. Who the fuck are you talking to?
No tagging anybody. No, not
doesn't know Kev.
And that's where we live in a simulation. These are NPCs.
They are like, and that's what I'm wondering, is because I've never
that's what I mean. These are not real people. They can't be
real people. Genuinely commenting
like album dropping next month, OMG, can't wait. You think Drake sees that comment?
You think he's seeing it?
Taylor Swift sees that? Oh, that person said can't wait.
Like, or like, man, I hope it bangs. Or what?
This shit gonna be ass.
Like, are you fucking? And you click on the profile and it's like got like 17 followers, and you're like, who is this person?
Just they're NPCs, not real people. They're just, we're living in a simulation.
The profile picture is like it is like a dog. Like,
it's just a dad. He's got a wife and two kids.
That's crazy. That's crazy to see like an actual like
Just a guy, just a family man.
Grown man.
Yeah. Alan needs to be better.
Alan's 12 for 22 on third
down.
Two
turnovers is unacceptable.
To who? You?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do about it?
That guy gets paid $40 million a year to throw the football around. You think he cares what Joe Schmo has to say?
Eat a dick, Jeff.
Yeah. Fuck you. I could buy your life six times over.
That's the thing. And not dis... It's like some of the... a lot of things they say are valid.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like embarrassing loss. It might be a bit...
Yeah, you can be a... like, I get... that's what I mean. Like, I understand the comments. It just...
I understand because you're a Bills fan. I understand if I was like, hey, how was the game last night? And you told me in person.
You're like, ah, it's fucked.
Or it over was, the phone, yeah. You're like, man, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I get totally get that. You know what I'm saying?
You can be a fan of sports.
If you commented that on like a Buffalo Bills Instagram picture.
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on that. And yeah, right? I think, I don't know. I think people are going to be divided on this. I think half the people are going to be like, yes, to comment that is crazy. But then I think we're going to find the other 50% that are like, I think you're allowed to comment that.
Why do comment sections exist then?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to leave my feedback. Oh, dude, people who think they have to leave feedback. That is crazy.
Yeah.
And again, it's like a weird, but I've seen older people. I was going to say it's like maybe how we were raised. Like if my dad knew I was like leaving feedback, he would have a fucking stroke.
Yeah. On an Eagles presser, a random Eagles presser.
If he found out his son was like, man, Hurts needs to decide if he's running or passing, taking way too much time in the pocket.
Yeah.
He would have a hernia.
Yeah. That would be the last straw.
Because
one more attachment for the Kubota, couldn't handle it.
Yeah, exactly. But then I see like old men doing this too. Like it's not like a new kid thing.
And like another point is like, even on Twitter, like when I see a funny post or something and I want to make a joke on it, I'll quote tweet it. So like you have the tweet and then you say your comment above it.
Yes.
I'll never.
Because you are now.
I'm saying it to my friends.
You are channeling it to your shit.
Yeah.
You're not leaving it to the ether.
When you reply, that's just a hidden, like that's just for the.
You're one of 1,000 replies.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, there's some gold in replies on Twitter, but like
to unironically leave a reply,
yeah,
is
the thought of me of making that joke for just other people. Like I'm making that joke because I know my one buddy, he's on Twitter, he's gonna see this, and he's gonna fucking piss his pants laughing.
Right, you are rechanneling it to your thing where you're saying I'm speaking about this to people who are already listening to me. You are, if you leave a comment, you're like throwing your feedback in, hoping that you're like, I hope people like see this.
Yeah.
Like what? That shit blows my fucking mind. The sports angle is one. Like leaving shit about the sports, but just the commenting on shit.
I think
just
entertainment in general.
Yeah. But like commenting on things is crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, UFC 297. Who do you got? Sean Strickland, Dreykus Duplessis. Who do you got? The American middleweight champ beating Israel Adesanya.
If I'm honest, I think Duplessis is going to take it.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I think so.
Cap.
You think it's a walk in the park?
I don't think it's a walk in the park, but I think Sean takes it.
I just, the way Sean beat Adesanya, it doesn't give me the vote of confidence that he's like, he's a champion.
Well, are you saying this because we ran the Strickland Duplessis simulation fight in UFC 5, which you can run it as a simulation for two CPUs and basically see how an incredibly realistic way of the fight plays out.
Yeah.
And Duplessis won.
Yeah.
Is that coming into your, are you factoring into that? Because I think Sean knocks it out of the park. I think Sean walks him down.
I get what you mean. But I don't have it yet in my mind that Sean's a champion. Like, I don't even, like...
Stop.
I know. Like, that. The way... Like, Adesanya did not fight.
Stop it.
I just...
I hear the eagle right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'll be close, though. I don't think it's going to be... I think it will get finished within 5, though. I don't think it'll go decision.
Sean took out Israel Adesanya. Yeah, Israel didn't show up for work that day, but but he took out Adesanya.
Yeah. I have Duplessis. But
on what grounds? On what basis? On what? On what? On the simulation?
On the sim?
On the simulation? The of sim UFC tells 5? Us
that's as close as you're going to get to real.
Sean's boxing, he hits and doesn't get hit. Do you know? Can I ask you something? Do you know what the key of fighting is?
No. Could you tell me?
It's hitting and not getting hit.
Oh,
that's actually what it is.
Oh,
that's oh yeah.
Oh.
I think Sean absolutely takes it out of the park. The fact that you think Duplessis...
See, but you make it seem like it's a walk in the park.
It is a walk in the park.
I don't think it is.
Duplessis is not championship material. Duplessis is not championship material. What's that, sorry?
I don't think it is.
Do you want to talk at the same time? I want to talk at the same time,
yes.
Is that your way?
Because when I'm talking...
Mature.
You listen.
That's how I know you lost. It's because now you don't want to be mature enough to go back on the fact that you picked the wrong guy. Sean Strickland has the backing of America and the Second Amendment.
You're not wrong there, but he's going to lose UFC 297.
Yes.
He's going to lose his belt. He won't defend it. And that's going to be...
I'm also curious that UFC 5 comes up with alter egos for you to play on the game, like for usually like the fight weeks, like last fight card they did, the Leon Edwards alter ego. I'm also curious if they come up with the Sean Strickland alter ego. I'm also curious just like how many countries that'll be illegal in. A Sean Strickland alter ego.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm curious if they come up with a Sean Strickland alter ego, like if it'll even, if it's just the same guy. Like, yeah. It's just the same dude, like not... Because here's the thing. There's a million Sean Stricklands just working at Home Depot right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a bunch of blue-collar yeah. Sean Stricklands.
Do you remember your first construction job where you walked up and a guy, like, put you in a headlock and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be a long summer? Like, that's Sean Strickland.
Same thing, like, shaved head.
Yeah.
Just tatted up and just...
A guy with a shaved head, a guy who's bald on purpose, you never pick to lose anything. Yeah.
He's got a full head of hair, but he's just buzzing it off.
He's purposely bald. You don't go against that guy.
You fight at the bar on the weekends, don't you?
Yeah.
You do that for a competitive advantage.
You have nothing to lose. You want to be working on the demolition crew.
You love breaking shit.
You love breaking shit. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm going with. Which UFC fighter do you think you could last 30 seconds with in the octagon?
30 seconds?
Yeah. Strickland or Duplessis?
Those are my two choices.
It's the main. We should debate the main card. Oh, keep in mind, like middleweight 185 weigh in. Like they're probably walking up to the octagon at 200 plus.
Yeah, I'm close to that number.
Are you?
No.
That's a children's small elf suit.
This is a little boy's costume, and I fit into it nicely. Not Strickland. Duplessis. Like I'm. Maybe Strickland. I'm going to say Strickland.
You would last 30 seconds with Strickland?
Because I think I could run faster than him. I think Duplessis faster than Strickland.
I don't know. Sean looks like he chases people a lot.
I think he's willing to run somebody down.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I started running, he'd get like that, like a predator looking at his prey in his eyes.
Yeah, you know, like when you run from your dog and he's like, oh, we're playing now.
Or like they say, like, if you see a cougar, like, don't run because it triggers their, like...
They're hunting now.
Yeah. Like, I'd get in the ring prey. And I'd be like, I got 30 seconds and I start running and he'd go, I'm gonna eat this guy. Like, I'm gonna take him down.
Yeah, exactly. I think Duplessis looks like he gets confused with board games a lot. I feel like you could do the where's my thumb trick, and I feel like you could get out of there 30 seconds.
Anybody else see that guy's finger disappear?
Yeah, I feel like you could get out of there. But I think Sean, there's no communicating. I think it's purely just kill. I don't think you're lasting 30 seconds with him.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
Yeah, cool.